Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
I'm lonely and
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the White House, President Trump meeting with Britain's prime minister with tariffs at the top of talks, along with ending the war in Ukraine. The president also mentioning a new reason, he says, for imposing tariffs on the European Union for suing American tech companies. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
The EU has gone after some of the biggest U.S. tech giants, imposing fines on them for anti-competitive practices, digital behavior when it comes to privacy. So this is something that President Trump says justifies additional tariffs on the EU.
Sweeping layoffs continuing throughout federal agencies with tens of thousands of government jobs on the line. Outside the U.S., AID building today in D.C., fired employees given 15 minutes to collect their belongings after being shut out weeks ago. Pope Francis is still battling double pneumonia, but the Vatican says he's improving, saying he continues with oxygen therapy and met with aides today. This is ABC News. We are learning more about Oscar winner Gene Hackman's death. Authorities say he was found dead inside his Santa Fe home today, along with his wife and one of their dogs. ABC's Alex Stone says police executed a search warrant at the home earlier.
When deputies arrived at the Hackman home, they found an open front door. They went inside and first found Gene Hackman's wife, Betsy Arakawa, dead with pills around her and a space heater next to her head. Nearby, their German Shepherd was dead inside of a closet. And then in a mudroom, Gene Hackman was found dead. Investigators say there are no signs of foul play, no signs of trauma. Why they died is not yet clear. It appears they had been dead for quite some time.
Gene Hackman was 95 and known for his wide-ranging roles, including movies like Hoosiers and The French Connection. In Northwest Congo, hundreds of people have tested positive for malaria. Health officials are working to understand what may be behind the 1,000 cases. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Your forecast for tonight, lows in the lower 30s, south winds 5 to 15 with increasing clouds. Friday, a wind advisory will be in effect from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. For the day, outside of being pretty windy, we'll see more clouds than sun. Light sprinkles in the afternoon, flipping to flurries. In the evening, highs in the lower 50s, west winds 25 to 35, gust as high as 45. Friday night, lows near 20 with a few flurries. And Saturday, more sunshine and highs in the lower 30s. Winds are out of the northeast at 10 and it's 45 degrees.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
100.9 WRCO.
ABC News this hour is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Supplies for cows to ferrets and everything in between.
She's got the moves like I got the music. We go together like rock and roll. I ride a fast wind, she likes a slow breeze. She brings me back no matter where I go. Hey! I get my paycheck Friday morning. There's nothing left by Friday night. I got some big dreams, she likes to paint them for me. That's all I get, well honey, that's alright. Drive a rundown Chevy, got a lottery ticket that never pays up. I ain't rich, but
business running round with me. Cause I drive a rundown Chevy, got a lottery ticket that never pays up. I ain't rich, but I'm ready to give her everything. Oh God, I hope it's enough, cause she loves me. I don't ask why.
Hear the best. Richland Family Restaurant, the official sponsor of WRCO Studios.
Jacket, American spirit hanging out of his mouth, just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. Pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks, South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things are. Called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool.
I think I smell that sweet southern rain. It takes me to a station on the long black train. I wanna hear the wind blow and feel the earth move below me. In spite of all the good times, I gotta rest my soul. So I'm gone. We'll be right back. been so high for so long. There's nothing tried nor true. I'm thinking about coming down to lay a little on you. And I'm wrong, yes I'm gone. North Carolina, I know that I'm wrong. Yes I'm
Jennings gone to Carolina. Before that, Luke Combs, Where the Wild Things Are. And where our wrestling coverage will be tonight is right here on WRCO FM 100.9. And we will get underway following our evening news. You'll be able to hear it all live tonight. You can also hear it live online at WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SKINNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SKINNY to 200-300. That's SKINNY to 200-300. SKINNY to 200-300.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13 bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Is your future chieftain ready for school? Riverdale Schools will be hosting 4K screening on Tuesday, March 4th. This is for children who will be 4 years old by September 1st, 5-year-olds who didn't attend 4K this year, and 3-year-olds who may have developmental concerns like speech, motor skills, or social development. Give your child a great start. Call Sarah at 608-739-3101 or email sarah.williamson@riverdale.k12.wi.us to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Schools, where learning begins.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
WRCO 100.9.
I sat down at the VFW next to some guy I didn't know. Our talking turned to laughing, 'cause where we're from is nowhere close. Next thing you know, we landed on, let's agree to disagree. And then we raised our glass to cheers. He said the cold beer and common sense. We need more people loving people. How about giving that a try? Need more meeting in the middle when we don't see eye to eye. We've got different wrongs, different rights, different sides of the fence. The more I see, the more I believe the world needs more cold beer and common sense. When it comes to mama's cooking, we could all use a little more. Hard work never hurt nobody, and God knows we need the Lord. Let's make making a difference and giving forgiveness cool again. And on that we'll take another round of cold beer and common sense. We need more people loving people. How about giving that a try? Need more meeting in the middle when we don't see eye to eye. We got different wrongs, different rights, different sides of the fence. The more I see, the more down to it, we all want the same thing, our own little slice of the pie, living that American dream. The good old days ain't over, just around the bend. If we could learn to solve our problems with cold beer and common sense. We need more people loving people. How about giving that a try? Need more meeting in the middle when we don't see eye to eye. We got different wrongs, different rights, different sides of the fence. The more I see, the more I believe the world needs more cold beer and common sense. More cold beer and common sense.
All the good thing about it is I'm locked in here.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such. 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. And email anytime, chetfeed@gmail.com.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At a joint news conference with Britain's Prime Minister at the White House, President Trump says talks were productive and focused on trade and ending the war in Ukraine. The president says they're moving closer to a peace deal for Ukraine and backs NATO's Article 5, which states an attack on one ally is an attack on all. Trump says he believes that Russia's leader will keep to a deal.
I support it. I don't think we're going to have any reason for it. I think we're going to have a very successful peace. And I think it's going to be a long-lasting peace. And I think it's going to happen, hopefully, quickly.
Ukraine's leader will be at the White House tomorrow. Federal workers are bracing for more layoffs. The Trump administration cuts already impacting the IRS, and the EPA could be next. Police in New Mexico say they're investigating the deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife and one of their dogs at their home near Santa Fe. Authorities say both appear to be dead for some time. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The Richland Center boys basketball team will be back into action tonight against conference foe Dodgeville. Here is RC head coach Brian Poles.
So they've really progressed throughout the year. So it's going to be a big challenge for us. We're going to have to contain their guards and just play some nice team defense. We do have a size advantage against them, so we're going to need to get that ball to our spots inside and take advantage of that. Going to have to limit second chance points and protect the basketball. The same things we've been talking about just to give us a chance to win. So last conference game, looking forward to last home game. Really giving our best effort tonight in front of the home crowd.
Richland Center hosting Dodgeville. We'll have coverage of that on Richland Center's YouTube channel this evening as the Hornets take on the Dodgers in the final game of the regular season. And in basketball, it's the end of an era. Basketball High School's Big Gym to host its final competitive basketball game. It opened officially on December 1st of 1954. Now the basketball boys team will officially close down the gym to varsity basketball coming up tonight as they host Cuba City in the regular season finale. To honor this historic night, all youth basketball players are invited to attend in uniform, and all Bulldog basketball alumni are encouraged to return for a special halftime recognition. I'm Phil Nee, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Kleppe Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
Your forecast tonight calling for lows in the lower 30s and winds out of the south at 5 to 15. Otherwise, increasing clouds. Friday, windy as a wind advisory will be in effect from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. More clouds than sun otherwise. Light sprinkles in the afternoon, flipping to flurries in the evening. Highs in the lower 50s. West winds 25 to 35. Gusts as high as 45. Friday night, lows near 20 with a few flurries. And on Saturday, look for some sunshine and highs in the lower 30s. It's a partly cloudy 47 degrees. No precipitation. The barometer is up to 29.86 and winds are out of the northeast at 5. Again, it's 47 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
The way you
you talk is a melody I wanna replay all day. Daisy Duke, sparkle boots, baby, you make my worst day. Champagne, no, you don't know how perfect you are, girl. You glow like them small town stars. I'm so
his home was gone. Brother, you would not believe what you can see from your knees. Sinner's prayer, he told things he'd kept in the dark. There was no use in lying, 'cause the one who was listening could see every room in his heart. Then he put empty whiskey bottles, little black book and all, in the fire she'd left on the grave. Sometimes a man can change on his own, but sometimes I tell you it takes empty closets and empty drawers and a tearful confession on the kitchen floor and burning memories in the fire. Still standing, he'd fight for his home. Brother, you would not believe. Brother, you would not believe. What you can see from your knees.
John Conley with a classic here on WRCO Radio. Time, though, to take a quick break as we hear from the Paul Harvey Program, which is sponsored today by Utter Brothers Creamery, combining a love for quality and a passion for community, creating a welcoming spot for family and friends to gather, enjoy, and make sweet memories together.
Now, the rest of the story. Why do you suppose the uncivil war continues to intrigue us so? Could it be the irony of a nation calling itself the United States falling so bitterly into disunity? So passionate is this ongoing fascination that buffs find themselves in frequent disagreement. However, there seems to be a consensus that the war officially began April 12, 1861 at Fort Sumter. But who fired the first shot? It's been the subject of a lively debate among historians for more than 100 years. Most of the details regarding the assault on and defense of Fort Sumter were scrupulously recorded. But nobody remembers, that is, with certainty, the identity of the man who pulled the trigger and plunged the nation into its darkest hours. For many years, the distinction was bestowed upon one Edmund Ruthem, a Virginia agriculturalist whose eagerness to have it out with the Yankees was indeed well known. Other names have been mentioned along the way, a lieutenant named Gibbs, a private named Halsey, even a little girl named Frances Pickens. Well, today's authorities say that probably Confederate Lieutenant S. Farley fired the opening shot of the Civil War. But pending the surprise discovery of some definitive document regarding the matter, all we can say for certain is that some Southerner started it. But this is the rest of the story. For all the uncertainty as to who shot first, there is no question whatsoever concerning who shot back. He was a senior captain of the Federal garrison defending Fort Sumter. He was, in fact, second in command, and his name was Abner. And you will recall that the fort was, in fact still is, located in Charleston Harbor, some distance from shore. The Yankees were in possession of the fort. The Rebs told the Yankees to get out. The Yankees said they would think about it, but they didn't think hard enough to suit the Rebs. At 4:30 a.m. on that fateful Friday, a Confederate artillery shell roared into the black sky from the ironclad battery on Morris Island. Now, Abner was asleep inside Fort Sumter. Abner was sound asleep. until that Confederate shell crashed through the masonry and exploded not from the captain's head. Well, that rude awakening made Abner very angry. So, abruptly awakened, he managed to gather his wits about him, sought out and found the first Federal cannon within reach. Soon as he got his hands on that cannon, he returned to fire. And there's no doubt about what I've just said. For having fired the first Union shot of the Civil War, Abner nonetheless remains a mere footnote in the history of that conflict. You've never heard before that it was he who fired the first shot. Posterity has all but ignored what Abner did. Instead, Abner has been praised for something he never did. What he did not do was invent baseball. And yet he, Captain Abner Doubleday, in April of 1861, did indeed throw out the season's first Yankee cannonball. Now you know the rest of the story.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Looking for a job that's as unique as the House on the Rock? The attraction opens March 13th, and they need great people to help make unforgettable memories. Whether you're looking for full-time, part-time, or seasonal work, they have opportunities for students, retirees, and everyone in between. Enjoy daytime hours and a fun, exciting workplace. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com for details. Join the team and be part of something extraordinary.
Get ready for an unforgettable weekend at the Still in Yuba. Celebrate the 149th annual Masopust with 2 days of live music and fun. Friday night, kick off the party with karaoke, Doc's Ultimate Entertainment from 8 until midnight. Show off your vocal chops as well and make it a night to remember. Saturday, you can enjoy the Little German Band from 1 until 5, bringing all the energy and rhythm you can handle. Then groove into the night with Sean Shell from 8 until 11. Come for the music, stay for the fun, only at The Still in downtown Yuba. Don't miss it.
Get ready for a wild night of laughs, tall tales, and hunting traditions like you've never seen before. It's Escanaba in the Moonlight, the hilarious and heartwarming play that brings the quirky world of Michigan's Upper Peninsula right to your seat. Join the Sody family, Albert, Reuben, and Remnar, at their legendary deer camp the day before opening season. Reuben's got a problem. He's never bagged a buck. And if he doesn't this year, he'll go down in camp history as the oldest Sody to never get one. But Reuben's got a secret weapon, his Ojibwe wife's mystical incantations. Can a little ancient magic help him finally hit his target? Or will he end up missing the mark again? Come to the City Auditorium on Friday and Saturday, March 14th and 15th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, March 16th at 2 p.m. Admission just $10. Escanaba in the Moonlight, where hunting season meets side-splitting comedy.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence. Family-owned and operated with roots dating back to 1975, Richard and Matthew Lust have built a legacy of connecting buyers and sellers through professional online auction services. Serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout, Wisconsin Surplus turns your unused equipment into cash. Their online auctions make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainable affordable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
100.9 WRCO. She already got the Wranglers on, buck knife cut way above the knee. She already got the hang turned on, two-piece peeking out of mossy oak tee. I got the windows down, she got me tied up in the cab of this K5 fixer up. Simco next to the waiters, my baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Little Reddy Itty Itty with some acres, little shotgun right in a gator. My baby loves it when I take her rolling through the pasture, ball cap backwards. Get her heels off of the concrete, get her barefoot dancing in the cold creek. Out in the country, my baby loves it when I fire up the blazer and put her in the middle of some acres. Put her in the middle of some acres. Put her in the middle of a Georgia farm, let her roots run wild and free, and wrap her up in my arms, let her love on me. Play something with a fiddle moon sitting in the middle, star shining like nickels. Yeah, put her in the middle of some acres, little Reddy Itty Itty with some acres, little shotgun riding a gator. My baby loves it when I take her pulling through the pasture, ball cap backwards. Get her heels off of the concrete, get her barefoot dancing in the cold creek. Out in the country, my baby loves it when I fire up the blazer and put her in the middle of some acres. Yeah, put her in the middle of some acres. Get her in a red clay field around 2 a.m. Guitar and a hickory fire. Pass it back and forth, some rolled in a paper. My baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Sipping on a favorite moonshine flavor, she about to blow a back 40 breaker, yeah. Cause my baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Little Reddy Itty Itty with some acres, a little shotgun riding a gator. My baby loves it when I take her rolling through the pasture, ball cap backwards. Get her heels off of the concrete, get her barefoot dancing in the cold creek. Out in the country, my baby loves it when I fire up the blazer, put her in the middle of some acres. Put her in the middle of some acres, yeah.
Do it again. All right. All right. Go, dude.
Go, dude.
Uh-huh. Smoking on the back porch out in the boondocks round about 3 p.m. Sun burning like a torch, picking on a wood box. Dogs just running the fence. Riding the bus, daylight till dusk, got the feel good going on. Big storm brewing, all my people coming, gonna throw it back till the jack's all gone. If you need healing, look at your back to feeling. When you're 9 to 5, makes you wanna die, fire up the good time. Call it backwoods therapy. Smash burger on the grill, Coors Light on the chill, cranking up old Cold Joe. And a hot chick trying to pick free bird on my hand-me-down banjo. Some dude shooting blue flame, forgot his own name, he ain't from round here. He's kicking up a storm, stomping in the corner, far too gone to care. If you need healing, we'll get you back to feeling. When you're 9 to 5, makes you wanna die, fire up the good times, and let it burn till dawn. Wake up on the lawn, kill the hangover with redneck chemistry. We call it backwards therapy.
Sucks and life sucks. We'll get you on the guest list if it all gets too much. Call us a redneck therapist. If work sucks, love sucks. If life sucks, we'll get you on the guest list if it all gets too much. If you need healing, we'll get you back to feeling. When you're 9 to 5, makes you wanna die, fire up the good time, let it burn till dawn.
Greg Pratt with some backwoods therapy. Well, hope you have a great remainder of your day today. We'll talk to you again real soon. The news coming up, sponsored by Wilson Dorn Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step toward making your building project an experience you'll never forget. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where we're at 46 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At a joint news conference with Britain's Prime Minister at the White House, President Trump says talks were productive and focused on trade and ending the war in Ukraine. The president says they're moving closer to a peace deal for Ukraine and backs NATO's Article 5, which states an attack on one ally is an attack on all. Trump says he believes that Russia's leader will keep to a deal.
I support it. I don't think we're going to have any reason for it. I think we're going to have a very successful peace. And I think it's going to be a long-lasting peace. And I think it's going to happen hopefully quickly.
Ukraine's leader will be at the White House tomorrow. Federal workers are bracing for more layoffs. The Trump administration cuts already impacting the IRS, and the EPA could be next. Police in New Mexico say they're investigating the deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife and one of their dogs at their home near Santa Fe. Authorities say both appeared to be dead for some time. This is ABC News. NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams have been at the International Space Station since last June. Their 8-day mission aboard the troubled Boeing